In Yeshaya, we had a metaphor of a garment, and we said that Dvarim Shebnei Odom is kasim behem besimla yeshno v'yadecha. And then the pasuk says, "Vamachshela hazos tachas yadecha." Let this stumbling block be under your hand. So, since you're knowledgeable, let the teaching of the Torah be under your hand. What does that mean? A stumbling block? So the Gemara says here on the top of Kuf Bey of Kuf Chav, Dvarim she'ein bnei Adam omdim aleihem. Al buryam li omram kehil chasam. So people don't fully grasp it. Elim kein nechsholim behem. In other words, they have to make a mistake a number of different times, and then they finally, you know, put all their effort into and their heart into it, and they understand the meaning of it, kehilchasa, the proper way. And these are the tamei adinim. These are the underlying reasonings and principles of the dinim. And the pasuk says, yeshnan tachas yodecha. And you become an expert, and you have it really a grasp under your hand, and katzin tiel lanu, and you'll be able to teach chachma. And in response, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yisa bayoma hu lemar lo eye chovesh ubevesi ein lochem v'ein simla. And what does this mean? Let's just read the translation of the pasuk. It says that he shall rise up an oath that day, saying, I will not be a ruler. And in my house there is no bread and no garment. Do not install me as a chief of the people. So the Gemara now darshens this pasuk. Lotisa is ein Yisrael Loshen Shvua Lechenu Omer Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Al Kech Loshav. And that's a reference to an oath. And the response that's given here in the Pasuk is with a Shvua Lo Eye Chovesh, which means Lo Eye Michovshe Atzman, which literally means I will not accustomed, I was not accustomed to be from those that were shut, or that shut, chovshei, shut themselves in the house of study, admitting that I was not diligent in my studies. Any rogel lios me hayoshim beis hamedrash lilmod Torah umemelin, therefore ubebeisi ein lechem vein simla. What does this mean? That I don't have in my house bread or garments. She'ein biyodi lo mikra v'lo mishnah v'lo gemara. Anyway, we see that when Anshe Yishalayim were trying to mevakshim may echad mehem shi'ilamdim Torah, somebody teach him Torah, then the answer, the response they got was, in truth, we don't have the hergel of studying Torah. We're not used to it. We're not accustomed to it. So therefore we see that even at the time of the Churban Yushalayim, lo pasku mimenu anshe amuna, there were people who were trustworthy, they were dovrei emes, they spoke the truth. So the Gemara asks, umimai, how do you know that these people were dovrei emes, and that's the reason why they spoke the truth and said, shelo hurgulu lilmo, that they don't have the capacity to give the answers. Dilmashani Hosam. Perhaps that situation is different. They had no choice but to respond and give the truth. Di'yom alahu gmira, because if they would lie and said that we do know the time of Torah, we do know the underlying reason, we understand the Torah, Amrule, they would get a response, Amalon, please share it with us. So the Gemara answers, now if they weren't Dovrei Emes, Havile Lumemar Gomar Vishokach. They could have said, without embarrassing themselves, that we did learn, but we forgot. Umai, but why do they have to say lo eyeh chovesh, which implies that they were lo hirgul lilmod klal? And the answer is, it's for sure that they admitted, they conceded the truth, that they were not yogeya b'Torah at all. They didn't put any effort into the study of Torah. So again, we see that there were Dovrei Emes in Yerushalayim. So how do we reconcile that with the words of Rava, that Rava had told us that at the time of the Churban Yerushalayim, he couldn't find any Anshe Amana, Lokasha, Kan B'Divrei Torah, V'Kan B'Masu Matan. These psukim, from which we prove that there were Dovrei Emes, that's talking about Divrei Torah. That a person and those people were trustworthy, honest. They didn't build themselves up and praise themselves, projecting an image as if they really knew. But Khan, when Rava says that Paskum Yishalayim Dovrei Emes, and therefore was destroyed, that's Memasu Matan. He's referring to business dealings, and there were no trustworthy people anymore. So that leads us to the Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Chaf, Amud Aleph, and I'll take this opportunity to wish you a great Shabbos.